we head out to G Farms today. Carrie G joins us from G Farms. And Carrie, thanks for stopping by. And what's the status of G Farms right now?
Good morning. We are up. We're up and running.
Good news. Good news, yeah. Then. Up and running at G Farms. And did the governor's latest freedoms do anything? Did that free you guys up for any further business?
Well, we were an essential business because we do sell groceries and bakery items, milk, things like that. But definitely it was looking to be a banner spring compared to last spring, who was cold and rainy. We were planning on a good spring, and yeah, that definitely, she put a kibosh on that.
So where do you stand right now? Have you, it's not business as usual?
No, well, it is business as usual, but people are very cautious, and I still think we've got a lot of people out there that are staying at home and, you know, not venturing out. So, you know, we have all kinds of practices in place. We're wearing masks. Outside we don't have to, but we do ask customers if they're more comfortable. We will wear our masks when we're with them. My people inside, they wear masks. And so we've got some kinds of precautions. I've got a gal who wipes everything down throughout the day. So, you know, we're practicing, you know, safe business here.
So, Carrie, it looks like everybody is, you know, going to get a late start anyway. Are we too late?
Well, you're not too late. You're not too late. And there were plants that could have gone in a month ago, but you're not too late to put them in now. A lot of people like to get their cold crops like their cabbage and their broccoli and their cauliflower in first part of April. But as far as being too late, no, we're not too late. There's a lot of plants that even can't be out right now. The problem with what happened is so many of the greenhouses that a lot of the nursery and garden centers buy from for their vegetable plants they got too big, so a lot of them are throwing them out, and then the greenhouses, and then they're restarting them. So the plants are small, and there may be a slight shortage of some plants this spring, but that's yet to be seen.
What about flowers, Carrie?
Flowers, we should be fine on flowers. I've got, my greenhouses are fully stocked like they always are. We did not stop growing. We start our greenhouses up in the middle of March. So everything that we have, we still have in. We grow a lot of our own stuff. We are beefing up our growing of vegetable plants. Just because there are certain things that I think there's going to be a shortage of, because if people came in and purchased them before the stay-at-home went on, or, you know, if they put them out, I think there's a lot of people that are going to have lost the plant, so there may be second-time buyers coming in. But flowers are fine. We're going to have lots of those.
So how is your business, obviously, what, down or slow?
Well, if that's comparable. This weekend we're not as busy as we normally would be, like I said, because there's still a lot of people that are staying home, which is great. But I foresee, you know, that a lot of the nurseries and garden centers, landscapers, once this gets going, if we have a nice long season going into October, November, I don't think this is going to be a terrible, terrible crunch dollar-wise for us.
So if somebody came out there today, you're just simply open for business, right?
We are with safety precautions in place. We don't allow people. Mm-hmm. Usually we have people show us their phones. We're not allowing that touching back and forth of the phones and passing them. We're asking people print out pictures so we can see them. And we have, on our golf carts, we have a large nursery, so we use golf carts to take people around. We have plexiglass that we put up between the front seat and the back seat. So we've gone the extra mile to make sure that people feel comfortable and that they feel safe and that they are safe here.
So you could should have a couple pretty big weekends coming up, I would think, at least through the month of May.
Absolutely. Mother's Day weekend is this industry's number one and two weekends, and that was one of the biggest concerns to us, is that a lot of times Mother's Day weekend is the single most biggest weekend of the year, and if we were still going to be at home and not allowed to sell stuff, that would have been a pretty big financial crunch. We had set up curbside pickup. We have a curbside pickup that will be up and running today, hopefully, off of our website, and that would have helped. But we still have that for people who just don't want to come in.
What do people find, Carrie, if they go to your website?
Right now they have basically my website shows what trees and shrubs I have available, my hours. We're working on a shopping cart, and it just gives the overall hours and directions and things along that line. So it's kind of a work in progress. We will hopefully upload the curbside pickup to it today, so that'll be a big change.
And still certainly not too late for shrubs, fertilizers, grasses?
Oh, absolutely not. Really with shrubs and things along that line, it's best to place them, plant them when it's dormant, or but it's not you can plant, as long as you can get a shovel in the ground, you can plant most shrubs and trees. It's just a matter of learning and asking questions about your soil type and how much to water and how much not to water. Most people overwater plants when they get into the summer months.
Carrie G with us from G Farms, and they are open for business. What are your hours, Carrie?
Currently, we are open from 8 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and as the summer, the daylight days get even longer, we will eventually go from 8 to 8, but that's probably going to be about another 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
So 8 to 7.
And I say you're about 15 minutes from Jackson.
We are. We are actually 10 miles north of the state prison.
Carrie, thanks so much for the visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Carrie G from G Farms, 10 miles north of the prison. And they are open for business. Go to their website, and they can arrange curbside pickup.